From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California Governor Jerry Brown and Democratic leaders in the legislature have agreed on a bill to extend the state's signature climate change program, cap and trade. But interest groups and state lawmakers are still deciding whether to support it. Ben Bradford reports from Sacramento.
Two-thirds of lawmakers would have to approve the measure, so it contains changes to cap and trade designed to win over both industry and community environmental groups. It's not clear it's done either. Organizations focused on air quality in disadvantaged communities remain opposed, particularly over a measure insisted on by the oil industry. It prohibits local districts from layering on their own cuts to carbon dioxide.
We think it's a particular misstep, misguided mistake.
Mia Yoshitani of the Asian Pacific Environmental Network.
For the leadership of our state to be taking the control away from our local agencies.
Clean energy businesses and environmental groups such as the Natural Resources Defense Council support the agreement. Industry groups, the California Chamber of Commerce, and the Western States Petroleum Association have yet to comment on the bill. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Backers of increasing the time it takes for California school teachers to earn tenure are trying again after several failed attempts in previous years. Democratic Assemblywoman Shirley Weber's bill would let school districts choose whether to allow teachers to reach permanent status after the existing standard 2 years or at a third year of probation. Weber says administrators would have to create individualized improvement plans for teachers offered that third probationary year.
It gives principals more options in terms of working with a new teacher, and it gives a new teacher a chance to really demonstrate that they are beginning to master their craft.
But the California Teachers Association is working to defeat the measure. The union argues it would aggravate the state's teacher shortage while doing little to create better teachers. The bill originally would have set the tenure threshold at a maximum of 5 years, but that was scaled back at the Assembly before passing last month by a wide margin. It next faces a Senate committee hearing today. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.